What's up, guys? I'm here with Jake, and I'm just asking him, so what fulfills you in life? What satisfies?
Sports, like basketball, and my family. My family really supports me in life like that, you know?
Absolutely. That's awesome, bro. And what if those two things got taken away from you? Where would you turn, do you think, for satisfaction or fulfillment?
I wouldn't know where to be. I mean, my mom especially is a big part of me in my life, and basketball same, you know. I don't know what I'd be able to do. It'd probably make me feel some type of way, you know, different. I'd be a whole nother person, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, and so the reason I asked that, the only reason I asked that is because those things are temporary, you know what I mean? Like, you can only play, I mean, basketball, you could probably play for a lot of years, and then, you know, but people pass away and all that. And I guess my question is, would you turn to God, do you think, if those things all got taken away from you?
Yeah, I would turn to God. I would start or would restart. I would see where I'm at, you know, from there. And I would pick up again, go to church, everything, you know, more often. I want to start reading the Bible more, actually. And, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Because he's really the only thing that truly satisfies. Like, his word, I don't know if you know, but he says he's the way, the truth, and the life. And you can, like, research the Bible and all that. And it's true, man. I've known it to be true in my life. And that's just coming from my own experience, like, I've struggled with a lot of sins and stuff, but God has, you know, is the only one that satisfies. I don't know if you've ever experienced, like, God before and his presence or anything like that.
Yeah, when my grandma had passed away, she was very, you know, it made me really sad, but at times there'd be things that, like, would lighten my day up, you know, that would make me think of her, and that I felt like I had a present, you know, that she was here with me, or times where things weren't going right, you know, she would be there for me. It seemed like, you know, that she was there, you know. Yeah,
praise God, dude, that's awesome. So yeah, so it's that's really awesome, man. And I just encourage you to maybe think about God more often, or, you know, go to God more often, because, like I say, he's the only one that's going to satisfy. And if we turn to him too late, how would you feel if somebody only turned to you when they're in need of something, right?
I don't think that they should do that. You know, I feel like everyone, you know, if I had someone specific, they should be there always. You know what I mean? They should always be there for the person or me, you know, in certain situations, bad, good, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Jake.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Awesome, bro.
Is that good?
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
Okay, good.